Members of the MDCT National Executive Committee met at the main opposition party Service House headquarters today to discuss the country's liquidity crunch and proposals by the central bank to introduce bond notes in the financial market. MDCT spokesperson Obed Gutu says his party resolved to take the central bank to the constitutional court, arguing that its plan to print bond notes is outside its mandate outlined in the constitution.
All the executive members, the national executive members of the MDC, were unanimous in condemning this particular illegal action. I call it illegal because if you look closely at section 317 of the constitution of Zimbabwe, it gives the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe the authority to print an official currency for Zimbabwe. We all know that the bond notes are not an official currency for Zimbabwe, which effectively means that even at law, it is illegal, it is unconstitutional for the Reserve Bank to print a useless piece of paper which is not the country's official currency. What we are doing, we are also taking the legal route. And I can assure you, I can also disclose to the listeners who are listening to me here now that we are going to take this matter up with the court to have that action of printing bond notes declared unconstitutional by the apex court of the country, i.e. the CONCORT. Why? Because in terms of Section 317 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe should only print official currency and not anything else. That is not an official currency.
He says his party would also stage public protests to show its displeasure over the central bank's proposed plan.
There's the political approach where we are going to escalate our demonstrations. The people are actually looking up to us to lead demonstrations, which exactly we are leading. You know what happened in Harare on the 14th of April. We had the mother of all demonstrations.
The central bank chief, John Mangunjga, has already indicated that fiscal authorities would want to introduce bond notes designed to give a 5% export incentive to Zimbabwean business people in an effort to curb externalization of foreign currency through a $200 million facility financed by the African Export and Import Bank. ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo refused to comment on the matter, saying he would wait for the RBZ to implement its plans and see what the MDCT would do. The MDCT says the central bank's plans to introduce bond notes is an attempt to bring the Zimbabwean currency through the back door. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.